Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of wisdom that reveals you are pure being having a human experience. I am Swamini B, a Vedanta teacher and a Hindu monk, and your guide by the side. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the river of wisdom.
To know the vision of Vedanta, we worship Bhagavan. Really speaking, we are worshipping Bhagavat Shakti, which is also referred to as Devi Shakti. Our worship envelops the entire world, which is a manifestation of Bhagavan. Devi Saraswati, also known as Sharada, is the Devi of knowledge, speech, music and arts, flowing water, abundance, wealth and all learning. The word Saraswati combines the words Saras, meaning a pool of water, or speech, and Vati, meaning she who possesses. So, Saraswati is she who has ponds, lakes of flowing water, or she who presides over speech. Further, the words Sarita, meaning river, Sarovara, lake, Sarisrippa, reptiles, Sarpa, serpent, all have the same root, which means to flow. Saraswati is closely associated with the Vedas, which is revealed knowledge. There is a story where she emerged from Brahmaji's mouth and took the form of a river. The sages performed austerities on the banks of this river, and Saraswati blessed them with the knowledge contained in the Vedas. Hence, she is sometimes referred to as Vak Devi, the goddess of speech. We celebrate Saraswati Puja on Vasanta Panchami, the fifth day of Vasanta, spring, when we particularly initiate young children into writing the letters with their fingers in a plate of raw rice grains. Also, on the ninth day of Navaratri, she is worshipped by creating an altar of books. Knowledge is sacred, and hence, all books are sacred. We see this attitude reflected when someone accidentally touches any book with their foot, and to offset this mistake, immediately touches the book with the hand followed by the forehead to indicate respect. The Dhyana Shloka of Dakshinamurti Shiva as the teacher also suggests how we visualize Saraswati. Mauktikim akshamalam amrita kalasha vidya jnana mudra karabjaihi dadatam, which means bearing in hands a mala of the letters, a jar of the nectar of immortality, a book of knowledge, and the mudra of wisdom. Saraswati is also called Sharada because she is the one worshipped before the onset of winter, like during Navaratri. Sharada is the one worshipped in the last 3 days during Navaratri, just before winter. So here we look at the powerful blessing and meaning of Sharada Stotram or Saraswati Stotram that has blessed millions before us. Namaste Sharade Devi Kashmira Puravasini Twamaham Prarthaye Nityam Vidyadanam Cha Dehi Me. Namaste Sharade Devi, worshipped in the city of Kashmir, I pray to you always. Please give me knowledge. Since Sharada is the repository of all wisdom, we pray to her. Where everywhere. She is present as the world's intelligence, flowing all the time. Just like to access internet on the Wi-Fi, we need to search for the network and tune in or log in. So too, we can seek access and log in to the grace of Saraswati. We require learning in every situation, from learning to speak, to learning a new software, to learning to sing the right notes, to learning to speak pleasantly, to learning how to swim. The situations are endless. Whatever you need, she will appear in the form of learning for you. Her grace of knowledge too flows endlessly if one prays to her for knowledge. Kashmir was known to be a place of great learning and scholars. There was a temple of Saraswati in Kashmir called Sarvajna Pitha, or the Supreme Seat of Knowledge. One who attained the ultimate knowledge alone could climb the 64 steps of the temple that symbolically represented the 64 arts. Jagadguru Adi Shankaracharya ascended these legendary steps and entered the temple. Unfortunately, this temple was destroyed by Mughal invaders. Attempts have been made recently to restore the ruins and resume worship there with the support of Sringeri Peetham. Back then, Adi Shankaracharya did not stop with achieving this honor, but created another Sharada Peetha in Sringeri, in southern India, on the banks of the Tunga River, where the hermitage of Rishya Shringa once stood. Devi Sharada answered Shankaracharya's prayers and agreed to preside over this southern Peetha in all her splendor. And so, she is also known as Sringeri Vasini. Shankaracharya had established a Sri Yantra and a Murti made of sandalwood, which was later replaced by a gold Sri Yantra and the present Panchaloha Murti consecrated by Swami Vidyaranya. As the presiding deity of the Dakshinamnaya Peetha of Sringeri, the subsequent Shankaracharyas seek her grace for everything. Ya Shraddha Dharana Medha Vagdevi Vidhivallabha Bhakta Jivha Krasadana Shamadi Gunadaini. You are Shraddha, memory, intelligence, the goddess of speech, the consort of the creator Brahmaji. You grace the devotee's speech. You are the bestower of inner peace and all other qualities. While there is no exact translation for the word Shraddha, trust and reverence come close. As children, we were naturally trusting, but that trust was betrayed by inconsistent adults. And so, growing up, our ability to trust gets corroded. Much like termites, doubt and skepticism have eaten into the foundation of enthusiasm, connection, and closeness with others. And yet, the process of living requires us to trust. Trust in the laws of nature, trust in oneself, and trust in others. We pray to Sharada Devi to restore Shraddha in us. Shraddha is Guru Vedanta Vakyeshu Vishwasaha, trust in the words of Vedanta and the Guru, as they are not different from each other. The Vedas, including Vedanta, is learnt through the Guru Shishya Parampara. She blesses us with Shraddha, which helps us learn Aparavidya, different disciplines of the world, and Paravidya or Vedanta. She blesses us to learn the chants of the Vedas, perform the required rituals, and also see the teaching as a means of knowledge, which helps us see ourselves clearly. Dharana is both. the intelligence to sustain intelligent living, as well as a single-minded focus required to master any knowledge. For advances in any discipline, physics, math, music, biogenetics, or robotics, the ability to have a deep focus and attention is required. We find it difficult to do this because of our growing addiction to feeling good all the time and hence seeking distractions. One can perform demanding tasks and work at one's highest level of productivity for a long duration if one learns to manage distractions. One of our biggest challenges is dharana. Sharada Devi, you are that dharana, the focus and intelligence. Please bless me with the same. Medha is memory, a function of the mind by which information such as words, images, sounds, and more are encoded, stored, and retrieved when needed. Without memory, there would be no way for language, knowledge, relationships, or even our personal identity to develop. For children to progress in their studies, previous material is remembered and new material is added to it, which deepens what has already been learned. The capacity to remember what is learned and look at it from different perspectives is also called Medha. Please bless us with Medha. Devi, you grace the tongue of devotees. As a part of our valedictory ceremony at the Vedanta Gurukulam, Pooja Swami Dayananji once said, "I don't usually give advice. This is not general advice for everyone. But one thing that I would want all of you who are graduating from this 3-year course to do is to never use abusive language. Remember that Saraswati resides on your tongue." There was hushed silence. He was reminding us of the words of the stotram. If we want the grace of Saraswati to flow from the tradition to our hearts, to our mouths, there cannot be room for distorted thought or distorted language. Shamadhi gunas are the qualities of adhikaritvam, preparedness for Vedanta, that all of us have in some measure. Shama, psychological resolution. Dhamma, physical mastery or external discipline. Uparati, performance of one's swadharma. Titiksha, forbearance. Samadhanam, one-pointedness. And Shraddha, trust in the Vedas. Sharada Devi, who is purity, knowledge, and the Vedas herself, only can bless us with these gunas in just enough measure to understand the Vedanta vision. Namami Yaminim Natha Lekhalankrita Kuntalam Bhavanim Bhavasantapa Nirvapana Sudhanadim. I bow to Bhavani, the one who has earrings adorned with the shine of moonlight, to the one who is like a river of nectar which extinguishes the scorching of this mortal world. She is also Bhavani, which is the name of Parvati. Bhavani literally means Bhavasya Bharya, the wife of Bhava, the Lord who is always present. She is often depicted as having a divine form as white as moonlight, and her jewelry too is adorned with the brilliant luster of moonlight. All of us experience bhavasantapa, the heat and scorching that accompanies the process of living in three forms. One, adhyatmika tapaha, helplessness and pain experienced due to the limitations that one sees in one's body and mind, such as certain qualities or certain health conditions. Adi bhautika tapaha, frustration and anger experienced in interacting with others. Adi daivika tapaha, helplessness experienced due to uncontrolled acts of nature such as cyclones, harsh weather conditions, storms, etc. And so as we struggle to resolve these three sources of afflictions or tapa in our lives, drowning out the voice of I am not enough, despite my best attempts, really affects us. We need the soothing and loving grace of Bhavani to scorch the fire of I am not enough that threatens to engulf us in misery. Her grace helps us see that indeed I am enough and more. Indeed, the problems I face stem from taking only this limited form to be me. The nectar of Sharada helps us see that we were always Amritam, never subject to death. Ignorance is the main cause of all our troubles, and Saraswati removes ignorance. Bhadrakalyai namo nityam, Sarasvatyai namo namaha, Veda Vedanga Vedanta, Vidyasthanebhya evacha. Namaha to you again and always. You are the abode of the Veda and the auxiliary branches of the Veda. You are the abode of Vedanta and all forms of learning. Namaha to you, O Goddess of Learning. Bhadrakali is the auspicious form of Devi Shakti, who blesses devotees with all auspiciousness and good fortune. You are the abode of all knowledge and learning. Imagine if we take all the libraries in the world and multiply the knowledge contained in it million times over, and further imagine all the knowledge that is not yet discovered. Such is the extent of knowledge and learning in Saraswati. The Vedas form the sound manifestation of Ishvara. The Vedas revealed knowledge to the rishis by Bhagavan is the foundation of Sanatana Dharma. The Vedas, Rig, Yajur, Sama and Atharva Veda, are a complete guide to humanity on the fourfold human pursuits of Purusharthas, Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. The Vedas contain mantras of prayers to deities, how to perform fire ritual offerings, meditations to gain everything that karma can possibly help with. After this, Karmakanda section is a tiny section called Vedanta, positionally the end of the Vedas, which is about self-knowledge, that shows that you were always free. All other learning of music, arts, dance, and all the subjects known and unknown rest in Saraswati. We worship you. Please access our video on Shastra, the link of which is in the description of this episode for more details. Brahmaswarupa Parama Jyoti Rupa Sanatani Sarva Vidya Dhideviya Tasyaivanyai Namo Namaha. Devi, your true nature is Brahman the limitless. You are the ultimate light, ever eternal. You are the presiding deity in all branches of learning. Unto you and your speech, Namaha again and again. Devi Saraswati, you perform this function of blessing everyone with knowledge. I also see who you really are, the knowledge of the very knowledge itself, which itself is not a specific knowledge. You are Brahma Swarupa, the limitless existence that illumines all that is known. From A to Z of all disciplines, be it architecture to medicine to transportation to languages and cultures across all lokas, let alone our world, you are the presiding Devi of all Vidya. You light up the eyes of people with the magic of understanding. You are the very Vani herself. One of the mantras of Saraswati Rahasya Upanishad describes the four phases of Vak: Para, Pashyanti, Madhyama, and Vaikhari. The first three are very subtle and can be perceived only by sadhakas. Para manifests only in prana, Pashyanti manifests in the mind, Madhyama manifests in the indriyas, and Vaikhari manifests in articulate expression. Only the fourth, Vaikhari, adorns the human tongue and makes communication possible. All speech across all beings occurs due to your grace, and we do namaha unto you again and again. Yaya vina jagat sarvam shashvat jivan vratam bhavet jnanadhidevya tasyai sarasvatyai namo namaha. Yaya vina jagat sarvam mukamunmattavat sada ya devi vagadhishthatri tasyai vanyai namo namaha. Ya devi vagadhishthatri tasyai vanyai namo namaha. But for you, the whole world would appear lifeless. You are the presiding deity of knowledge. Namaskaras to you, O goddess of learning. But for you, the whole world would appear dumb and not sane. You are the presiding deity of speech. Namaskaras to you, O goddess of speech, again and again. Without you, Devi Saraswati, there would be no speech at all. No words, no sentences, no stories, no analysis, no synthesis, no reasoning, no expression of anything. Just grunts, chirps, screeches like monkeys and birds. Devi, you help add meaning to our lives and help us see the meaning of our lives all the way. All day we are expressing and listening to people at work, at home, on TV, on the phone, singing our favorite songs, in games, and so on. How insane we would all be without expression and connecting to the other. Devi Saraswati, you are indeed the presiding deity of speech, and our namaskaras to you again and again. That one is able to offer this prayer and its meaning unto you is also your grace only. Iti Sri Sharada Prarthana Sri Shankaracharya Virachita Stotram Sampurnam. Thus is complete the Sharada Stotram composed by Sri Shankaracharya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful and offering insight, I do hope you will consider sharing this with your friends, family, or on social media.
Would you like to receive an email every month that will bring to you more wisdom, more happiness, and more freedom? If the answer is yes, then our monthly newsletter Arshavidya Bharati is for you. It has articles on living our traditions, links to podcast episodes, articles and videos published elsewhere in the month, reflections about how Vedanta is changing the life of students, announcements about events and courses, profound Sanskrit sayings, and much, much more. And it's not too long. Do consider checking out this month's issue and also subscribe. The links are in the description of this episode.
The transcript of this podcast is available on discoveratma.com/category/podcast. I would love to hear from you. If you have a request or a reflection, please write to me at swaminij@discoveratma.com. That's swaminij@discoveratma.com. As always, thank you for listening, and we meet next week.